Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.
Breast screening is important, and Breast Screen South Australia is an organisation who provides breast screening services to the community. I'll be talking today to Marita Aldridge, who works for Breast Screen South Australia in the communications and education team, who has a strong passion for raising awareness of the importance of women prioritising their health and participating in regular screening for the early detection of breast cancer. It's something that we don't always like to talk about, but it'll be one of the most important things that you do as a woman. Welcome, Marita. I'm really interested to hear about Breast Screen South Australia. We all feel that we know about it, but apparently there are some who don't.
Yes, there are. We would really like to see women, a lot more women, participating in our screening program. We do have a lot of women currently participating, close to 100,000 women each year, but that only represents about 54% of women who are eligible to participate.
So I was really surprised when I saw those figures, Marita.
It's a low participation rate when it's a service that is free. It's 15 minutes every 2 years, and it could save a woman's life. So it's empowering and educating women to know why it's important to do it. And, yeah, that's what I'm here today to talk to you about.
And, of course, we have an ageing population, and it appears that the majority of breast cancer incidents are with women who are older.
That's right. So the statistics show that 80% of breast cancer is diagnosed in women older than 50. So that is our target age group for screening, women aged 50 to 74. However, women have always been eligible from the age of 40 to screen as well. So we're starting to see more women in the 40 to 49 age group coming to breast screen, and they can book their own appointment. They don't need a doctor's referral, and they won't receive a letter from us until age 50, because from 50, that is the target age group that we're really looking to screen.
Can younger women come and get a screen? They'd have to pay for it, I gather.
No, we're not permitted to provide screening mammograms to women younger than 40. It's the same across all of Australia with all the Breast Screen Australia programs. There's a couple of reasons for that. The main reason is that breast cancer is very rare in that younger cohort of women under 40. As much as we see in the press, a lot of the time when we see a story on breast cancer, they often use a younger woman in their story. That's not true to fact, that most women who get breast cancer are aged 50 and older. And a younger woman, what we do encourage is for them to, if they are concerned about their breast health, is to make an appointment with their GP and go and talk about their individual risk. A younger woman often might be concerned because she has family history of breast cancer. She might have had a mother or a grandmother, close relatives diagnosed with breast cancer, and so naturally a woman would be concerned about her risk. So what we advise is for younger women to go and talk to their GP. A GP will talk through their individual risk, explain how to do a breast check for themselves, just to know and understand breast awareness, being aware of the symptoms, and sometimes may organise an ultrasound or another screening test. But no, for younger women, unfortunately, as much as we would like to offer younger women a breast screen, we're not able to do that.
So who is Breast Screen South Australia then?
So Breast Screen South Australia is part of the population-based screening program that was set up 35 years ago. South Australia was one of the pilot programs that started the national program. And the aim of the program is to detect breast cancer early. We know we have a reliable screening test, and we know that if we find breast cancer early, we will save more women's lives. In fact, the screening test that we have can find very, very small breast cancers, which means a woman's treatment is going to be simpler, it's going to be more successful, and her longer-term health outcomes are going to be much more positive. So it was set up for saving lives.
So where are we at in terms of breast cancer survival rates?
Well, Australia has one of the most successful, or the highest survival rates in all the world, really, breast cancer survival rate. So currently the survival rate is 92% for a woman being diagnosed with breast cancer, whereas back before screening began in South Australia, the relative five-year survival rate was 77%. So we've gone from 77% to 92. And that's, of course, because we're finding breast cancer when it's small, we're finding it and treating it early, and, of course, treatment options have also improved as well over that time.
Now, you've talked about the age demographic. How often should women be having these breast checkups?
So we recommend, especially again for women aged 50 to 74, that they come to a breast screening appointment every 2 years. When a woman comes for the first time, we will then have her in our database and be able to re-invite her every 2 years. So that's what we do. We send a rescreen invitation for her to come back. We do need women to let us know, though, if they change address, because sometimes women lose track not receiving their letter, and in 2 years, a lot can happen in 2 years, as we know recently with a pandemic. So yes, it's important that a woman comes every 2 years for screening.
And what if a woman does find something they're concerned about? And what would be the sign?
Yeah, there's a number of symptoms that a woman can be aware of. We recommend a regular breast awareness check, which a woman can do at home and build it into a regular routine, showering or dressing or just checking her breasts, having a look in the mirror, looking at the size and shape, and just becoming familiar with what is normal for that woman. Every woman's breasts will be different, but understanding what your normal look and what your normal feel of breast tissue is really important. But the symptoms to look for, or the signs, are a lump, an obvious lump that you're feeling in your breast tissue, a discharge from your nipple, a crustiness or a darker discharge from the nipple. You can look at the skin and look for any changes around the skin, a puckering or dimpling of the skin. And sometimes pain can be a symptom, a lingering pain. So it's very common for women to have pain associated with monthly hormonal changes in her breasts, and her breasts to change on a regular pattern in relation to hormonal changes. But any pain that's lingering for longer than, you'd say, 6 weeks or so, you'd go to the GP and ask for a breast check. And it's a good idea to ask your GP for a breast check when you're there as well, because we know that just having a GP is able to show you how to do a breast check at home, looking at your breast tissue, looking for changes. And yeah, we do recommend that women do check their own breasts, even if they are coming to screening. So every 2 years, if they are screening with us, we still recommend a regular, might be a monthly, a day you choose in the month, just to check your breasts. And so you'll notice any changes, because unless you do a check, you won't notice any changes.
I'm talking to Marita Aldridge from Breast Screen South Australia today. Marita, what's involved in having a screening appointment at Breast Screen SA?
Well, a breast screen is a breast x-ray, and it's done in a screening machine, a mammography machine, and it's a low-dose breast x-ray. Some women are concerned about it being an x-ray and radiation and the risk of radiation and breast cancer, but it is a very low dose. The digital equipment that we use uses the smallest amount of radiation that we can use, and there are two images taken of each breast. So we call it, or I call it in a very common sense, a top-to-bottom image, where the breast is placed on a plate, and there's a top plate that comes down and compresses the breast tissue in the machine for roughly 5 to 10 seconds to hold still so that the image can be taken. The machine then will tilt on a bit of an angle, a diagonal angle, and come in and do what we call a sideways image. And again, the breast tissue is compressed in that machine for 5 to 10 seconds to allow that image to be taken. So there's two images taken on each side, and from that we get a very good picture of all the breast tissue, and it's a gold standard test. Breast mammography is still considered the gold standard test for screening for large populations.
So for women out there, Marita, who have never had a breast screen, would they be concerned about whether their breasts are too small or too big, or is that ever an issue?
Yeah, it is. I do a lot of education talks with different women, and that's in fact one of the barriers. Some women will decide that it's not for them, that they don't want to come because they believe they don't have enough breast tissue. They're concerned maybe with the pain of being x-rayed. Yeah, that's one of the barriers.
It's difficult, isn't it? But what you're trying to do is to say, come in and at least make the appointment. What about for women who are pregnant?
No, that's not something that we're able to do. That's something, yeah, you need to wait till you're pregnant.
Or go to your GP if you're concerned.
Yeah, yes. Again, breast cancer is rare in that younger cohort of women. It is mostly a disease affecting women in their 50s and
but
older.
Women are having their children later. Which
well, that's is what true. Think. That's true, yep.
So South Australian breast cancer, how many are you seeing, and what percentage would be eligible of those ones that you're seeing?
Well, we screen close to 100,000 women a year in South Australia. That's right across the state. So that's, you could then say, if we're doing this on a 2-yearly rotation, because women are encouraged to come every 2 years, it's 200,000 women are currently coming to screening. And I know a lot of women think, oh, I don't want to come because I might find out that I have breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the biggest fears, to not participating, I think, in my experience. I would rather not know. If it happens to me, I'll deal with it when it happens to me. And that's one of the biggest barriers to overcome, because of that 100,000 women screened every year with breast screen, we detect about 750 breast cancers on average.
So when you're talking like 50% around with that, that's huge. Really, they should be early detection, better outcome.
Yeah. In South Australia, we're proud of the fact that breast cancers detected in South Australia every year are about 1,400 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. Breast screen find about 50% of those, about 750. So the other 750 are found by a woman finding a symptom and going to a GP for advice. Screening is for women without any symptoms. So the fact that we find breast cancer in women before she has noticed any issues with her breast tissue means that that's why we've got, you know, higher survival
and
rates.
And presumably that's earlier.
Yes, that's earlier, yes. So I try and reassure women that have that fear of not wanting to screen because they're worried that they will find breast cancer or be detected with breast cancer. The numbers are 750 women diagnosed each year in South Australia out of close to 100,000 women screened. The chances are you're going to be fine. You're going to have a result that is good, that detects no breast cancer. You'll be sent a letter with your results saying there was no signs of breast cancer found. And that's good. That's reassuring. It's empowering for you as a woman to know that, you know, I'm okay. I'm regularly screening. I'm monitoring my health, and breast cancer is something that I'm going to be managing that risk.
Marita, I've certainly go for my breast screens regularly.
I'm glad.
And I've got to say that I am mightily relieved when I find out that it's okay, because it's something that can actually, many cancers you can't detect. Mm. We're fortunate that you can actually detect breast cancer through this screening. So why do you think the participation rate is so low? We've touched on some of it, but why is it so low? Women might come once and then not again.
Yes. As I said, I think fear of a positive diagnosis is one of the greatest barriers and issues we need to overcome. And that's through education. So it's great to be able to talk to women today about that, to give them those statistics. Pain is often a barrier to screening, because women will hear from another woman, she didn't have a good experience. She might have had a painful mammogram. And we say to women, it's not generally a painful experience. It's uncomfortable more than painful.
Awkward is how I would describe it. I'm not one of those women with the lot. I'm more on the less.
Yeah.
And yes, it's an awkward experience, but bearable.
It will be different for every woman. So because you may hear a story from one woman saying it was terrible and I'm never going to go and do that again, I'm not disregarding that experience, because that is true for that woman. But that doesn't mean that that's going to be your experience. So we always say, look, come along and give it a go. Talk to the radiographer about it being your first mammogram. She will take very good care in explaining what she's doing. And because we do want women to come back, we don't want women not to come back. So pain is a barrier. We know that for some women, particularly women from culturally diverse backgrounds, language is a barrier. Cultural myths around cancer is a big barrier. So a big part of my work is talking with women from different cultural backgrounds and explaining cancer and breast cancer and the importance of early detection, because in many home countries, these cancer services, these screening programs don't exist. And so when cancer is diagnosed, it's often at very late stages, and so their mortality rates are much higher. So there's a fear of associating cancer with death. Whereas my message is that no, finding it early is a really good and important thing, because in Australia we're so blessed to have a health system that is first class. Yeah, so cultural myths.
Ooh. But you will actually go out and speak to greats, won't you, Marita? That's
yes.
what you do.
Yes,
you go out
yes.
and speak to social, craft, exercise, all of the groups within community centres, in fact.
Yes, yes. I do go and talk to a lot of different groups in community centres, and I love that opportunity, because I hear also from women about their experiences of screening, and I'm able to take that information back to my workplace, and we discuss the issues around screening and what women are feeling and thinking about it, because we need to know what women are feeling. And it gives women an opportunity to ask questions, and through asking questions, we learn. And so I often so pleased when I'm talking to a group of women and I talk about that survival rate for breast cancer and say, look, it's 92%, and the eyes are wide open, and this softening of their expression where they think, oh, really, this is great. I didn't realise it was that high. And that just opens a door to having a conversation with a woman that allows you to empower them with knowledge and get them to consider coming to screen.
Marita, how accessible are your clinics? Where are they located?
We've got 8 metropolitan clinics. We've got one at Arndale, Christie's Beach, Marion, Hyde Park, Mount Barker. We have one in Rundle Mall in David Jones, in the lower ground floor of David Jones. In Frome Road in the city, as part of the university grounds, and at Elizabeth. And then we have 3 mobile screening units that travel to close to 40 different locations.
That's a great network.
Yes. So we take the service to women in the country. We want to make sure that accessibility is a priority. And in fact, our country women screen probably at higher rates than what our metropolitan women do.
That's really interesting. Transport is a massive issue for regional areas, and our community centres bring it up all the time. So the fact that you've got a mobile outreach, how do they know when you'll be coming out so they could let people know in their areas?
Visiting our website is a good way of getting, that's the one-stop shop for all the information about our program. So if you are eligible, you turn 50, Breast Screen will send an invitation to a woman. And sometimes we get questions around, well, how did you get my details? Where did this letter come from? It's because we are a national screening program, we have authority or accessibility to some basic information around your name, your address and your age. So that's why a letter or an invitation comes to you out of the blue, similar to the bowel cancer screening program. So you'll be invited from age 50. We are promoting a lot more now on social media and through traditional media of the mobile visits and the times that they are visiting country towns. But probably the website is the best way. www.breastscreen.sa.gov.au.
Can they make appointments by phone as well?
Yes. So the best thing to do is go to that website. There is now a option for women to book their appointments online, which is a wonderful improvement to our program. And women can still choose to phone 13 20 50 and speak to one of our staff to book their appointment. And also, if they have particular issues or questions to ask, it's good to still phone that 13 20 50 number. But booking online by pushing a button on your computer or even by your phone, you can make your appointment in less than 5 minutes.
And I see also you don't need a referral from a GP.
No. No. Eligibility is being aged 40 and older and not having any breast symptoms that you're currently concerned about or aware of. If you do have a lump or if you have another symptom within your breasts, you need to go and see a GP. And cancers, you know, timeliness is very important when it comes to cancer. So not delaying in a GP appointment, going and getting any symptom checked is really important.
Community centres, Marita, are always happy to facilitate information for their community, particularly important information like this. How would they organise a community information session?
Again, if you go to the website, we have an option, an inquiry that you can email an inquiry about. So that's hellobssa@sa.gov.au or phone the 13 20 50 number, which is a general number as well, and request to speak to someone from the community engagement team, and we would come out to talk to all groups within community centres.
Does Breast Screen SA, Marita, have a service or is there any referral if cancer is found for women to deal with it emotionally?
We have a multidisciplinary team at Breast Screen, so we do have nurse counsellors and they support women when they are recalled to assessment. So if a screening mammogram shows some abnormal results, we do recall women to our assessment clinic in the city, and at that time the woman will have some further investigations, so perhaps further breast screen, a further x-ray, ultrasound, perhaps a biopsy if it's required. And right through that process, a woman is supported by our medical officers and our nurse counsellors. And if a positive diagnosis of breast cancer is made, a woman is advised with a number of different support services that she can go to. But she then begins a breast cancer treatment plan, which is very individualised to that woman. So we sort of at that point don't have a lot more to do with the woman, but actually until the point that a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, we provide a lot of support.
And they would then be referred back to their GP to go to an oncologist?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes, and there's Cancer Council provide a lot of that sort of post-diagnosis breast cancer support and advice.
So, Marita, if you have a message for women out there about breast cancer and breast screening, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to have a mammogram. If you've not tried it, try a mammogram. Don't let another woman's story put you off. Make the time. Women often put it off because we are so busy. Yeah, that's not an excuse. I think making your health a priority is really important. In fact, some of our clinics do have Thursday evening and Saturday morning appointments, so we try and make those appointments accessible to women. Yes, it's just a simple 15-minute X-ray every 2 years. It saves lives. And I can only just urge women to come along.
I've been talking to Marita Aldridge, who works for Breast Screen South Australia, in this podcast episode. A really important message. Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks for listening. These podcasts bring you stories from across the state of South Australia, all of the great work being done in our communities, and general topics of community interest. Feel free to share these podcasts with your networks and send us any feedback to info@communitycentressa.asn.au.
Community Conversations with Community Centres SA. Here's Kerry Ackermans.